Now when King Hezekiah heard the report, he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and entered the house of the Lord. Then he sent Eliakim, who was in charge of the household, with Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priest, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said to him, "This is what Hezekiah says. This day is a day of distress, rebuke and humiliation. For children have come to the point of birth, and there is no strength to deliver them. Perhaps the Lord your God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to taunt the living God, and will avenge the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore offer a prayer for the remnant that is left."
Have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands, destroying them completely. So will you be saved? Did the gods of the nations, which my fathers destroyed, save them? Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and the sons of Eden, who were in Telassar. Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Sepharvaim, and of Hena and Duva? Then Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. Went up to the house of the Lord, spread it out before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, "Lord God of Israel, enthroned above the cherubim, you are the God, you alone. Of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see. And listen to the words of Sennacherib, when she is sent to taunt the living God.
kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, and have hurled their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but only the work of human hands, wood and stone. So they have destroyed them. Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent word to Hezekiah, saying, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Because you have prayed to me about Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard you.
Then this shall be the sign for you. You will eat this year what grows of itself. In the second year, what grows by itself. And in the third year, so harvest, plant vineyards and eat their fruit. The survivors that are left of the house of Judah will again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem will go a remnant, and survivors out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord will perform this. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the king of Assyria. He will not come to the city nor shoot an arrow there. And he will not come before it with a shield, nor heap up an assault ramp against it. By the way that he came, by the same he will return. And he shall not come to this city, declares the Lord. For I will partake this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Then it happened that night that the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. And when the rest got up early in the morning, behold, all of the 185,000 were dead. So Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, departed and returned home and lived at Nineveh.